We continue highlighting the athletes on the 2019 Regional Radio Winter Sports Dream Team, and we move now to girls basketball, and one of the stars this year for the regular season champions of the MAAA Large School Division, the St. Genevieve Dragons, Sydney Bumgarner, sophomore forward, who is joining us right now. Sydney, thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously a really good second season for you, but I want to talk a little bit about going back to the off season and even during volleyball and all of that as you've been building towards that second year playing basketball after acquitting yourself really well as a freshman. What were the big things you were trying to work on and get better at coming into this year?
Well, I obviously knew with Avery graduating last year, I would step into a completely different role this year, mainly just being a facilitator and trying to do what I needed on every particular night to win games. You know, sometimes I was put in a position where I had to score, but sometimes I just facilitated the offense and tried to get rebounds. You know, it kind of differed every game.
Obviously, you have to handle the ball more. There's more responsibilities on the defensive end to go with how much more responsibility you get offensively. You handled it all very well, though, based on the numbers, including the big one that interested me was just a little under 4 blocks a game. You are a forward, but you play pretty much anywhere defensively. How were you able to nonetheless play with that mindset of, I can go out there, defend every position, but I can still find ways to get shot blocks and make steals?
Yeah, well, I mean, for around here, I am one of the taller girls, but I'm not really that tall, and I just knew that I had to get my timing down if I was going to block shots, especially girls that were taller than me. And sometimes I did get beat on the perimeter, and I knew that I would have to deflect shots to still be in the play defensively. But I actually set the single season blocks record this year, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, fantastic performance and a great number there. And I imagine now the goal is to get 65 blocks and try to break that record, right?
Absolutely.
You stay pretty busy outside of basketball, on top of being an all-district player this year, a first-team all-conference choice. Mentioned you play volleyball as well. You do speech and debate and math club. And also, it looks like you ranked top of your class this year in GPA. So is there ever a moment where you have to sit down and just take a breath based on all the stuff you have to do? Or do you find yourself saying, I want to keep doing more, I want to keep myself busy?
It's funny. I actually don't really realize how exhausted I get until I get to the end of one of the seasons. Like, I feel fine, and then right after basketball, I'm just dead completely and, like, mentally drained. But it's so worth it. Honestly, doing everything is so worth it. I would rather do that than sit at home and not do anything and just be an average student.
Yeah, it's fun to stay busy. I remember playing a bunch of sports in high school and getting worn out, but thinking also, yeah, might as well stay busy and have fun. Obviously, next year looks pretty good, too. I know you're going to worry about the spring and all that, but you're going to have your point guard Macy Reynolds back and a lot of other pieces. And you came real close to winning that district championship, but weren't able to beat Central. You already feeling that motivation to get back in the gym and get back to work?
Absolutely. I'm playing with a great team during the offseason. Actually, the first six players announced for this year's Dream Team are all on the basketball team I'm playing with this spring. But, you know, next season we're going to miss Jennifer a lot, but we still have a lot of returning players, and I'm really excited to see where we go with that.
Yeah, I made that note to myself when I was putting the Dream Team together, and I saw Magic Basketball tweet out the first six players on their roster, and I went, that's the entire Dream Team. Nobody's going to want to see you guys in travel ball this summer.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We were all texting each other and congratulating each other as it was being announced, so it was kind of funny.
We'll find out who the dream teamer of all dream teamer is, I guess, in practices for Magic Basketball. Sydney, congratulations once again. Really tremendous season. A lot of fun to talk to you. Best of luck to you, you know, not just this spring, but then again when next season rolls around, and hopefully this time next year we're talking to you again about Dream Team.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that is Sydney Bumgarner, St. Genevieve Dragons forward, a first-team all-conference player for the Dragons on their way to a regular season title in the MAAA Large School Division, and then also finishing second in their district, and a girls basketball member of our regional radio winter sports dream team.